Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I am so very glad to have a fellow Alabamian who currently lives in Tennessee, but I consider him an Alabamian from Brewton, Alabama, not too far from Atmore Prison. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mark, it's great to be with you. Man, I'm still an Alabamian too, you know.
That's right, always.
I still go back to the farm, man, right where I was raised at, the house my mother and dad built. I still go back there and stay as many nights as I can. So I was there recently. We still got the home place, man.
Well, I follow you on Instagram, so I see you down there at the farm from time to time sharing some wonderful photographs. Man, you're a great photographer.
I enjoy the beauty of nature and God's creation is what it is. And then I've got some good equipment, you know, I bought good cameras and stuff to be able to take good pictures and good lenses. And it all has to work together, you know.
My show was established to recognize people who are making a difference in our communities and to share their stories to try to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. A lot of times when I have someone on the program, and you've already alluded to your parents in Alabama, I give people opportunities to share about people who made a difference in their life, who made a major impact. I would love for you to share about people who have impacted your life, especially, say, loved ones who were really close to you, like your parents.
My parents did. They were tremendous influence in my life. They encouraged my music and singing. My mother and my dad, my older sister, my younger brother, everyone's encouraged my musical journey. And my sister and I played and sang music together when we were young. She was a little older. So she was 3 or 4 years older. She played mandolin and sang, and I played rhythm guitar and sang. But we played on Granddaddy's radio show there, WEBJ in Bruton. We'd get over once a week, maybe sing a song, and sing in all the little churches around Scambia County and over in Florida there. And yeah, that's my parents and my grandparents. See, Granddaddy let us sing on the radio show. So it's generations passing down, encouraging younger generations. Now today, I'm a father and a grandfather. As we continue to try to make a difference in lifting our kids up in their talents and helping them to reach their goals. And as we all move forward in what we chose to do in life, I chose back in 1965 to leave the farm and working at a paper mill and left Bruton to come join the Oak Ridge Boys to sing gospel music, which we sang gospel music for about 10 years. And then saw that we needed to evolve and to expand our music into 7 days a week music. It was a lot of my visions, that following my own visions, that helped lead me to get to the beat with the Oak Ridge Boys, but it's also my visions that helped us to move from gospel music into country music and to get with the people that could help us do that. And to get with Jim Halsey, who was the biggest country music manager and agent at the time, and still is our manager today. We joined with Jim Halsey in 1975. I shared my vision with him. He could see it. And he said, I can see exactly what you're talking about. He said, and we can take that and we can do this and this and this and this and make it even bigger. And he was right. He's a visionary himself. Share your vision with him. He could see him and amplify him. So that's been our relationship with Jim Halsey. He's been the fifth person, basically, with the Oak Ridge Boys that made the success of the Oak Ridge Boys. But he was able to take our visions or my visions and multiply. So there's been a lot of people that's made a difference in lives. And Ron Chancey, who Jim Halsey got us with ABC Records, then MCA Records, where Ron Chancey, he produced all of our country hit records up until about 1987. I spoke to him today. I've been involved with 5 major projects this year, and I've completed 5 major projects in the past 12 months. I have a new book out. I did a brand new album we have out. It's out right now with the Oak Ridge Boys called Front Porch Singing. Dave Cobb produced it. He's the hottest producer in Nashville. Jason Isbell, an Alabama boy, but he produces, he just produced Travis Tripp's new album. He produced Barry Gibb's new album with the Bee Gees. So really, he's the hottest guy in town. He's a young guy. But he produced the Oak Ridge Boys thing. And then last year, I got my sons together during the pandemic. We were all sheltered. I got my 3 older sons together. We started playing in music. I took them back to where I began, where me and my sister played when I was a little kid. I took them back to there. And we cut these old songs, some of the first songs I sang. We've cut 32 songs, old gospel songs, old classic country songs, and then an album of pop and country rock songs. You know, on the, I've been finished 5 major projects, 4 albums, 3 of them with my sons, and 1 with the Oak Ridge Boys.
I knew you had been very busy, William, and I have a lot of people that follow my show that love the Oak Ridge Boys. And as you mentioned, last Friday, Front Porch Singing was released. And then also, you have your book called Behind the Beard. I know that there are listeners who will want to purchase the album and your book. I've seen pictures of you signing those books as people have ordered them. One of the people who made a statement about you was Jim Halsey, and he said, "You were a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but you're a person who knows who you are, and you have dedicated your life to helping people. A man of integrity and honesty." You will read his very honest words in this book, and that was a great statement from Jim about your book as you share your story with people.
Jim is, you know, he's a premier manager. He managed Roy Clark throughout his career. He managed Hank Thompson throughout his career. He managed Minnie Pearl. He managed Mel Tillis. Managed Wanda Jackson. She's in Rock and Roll and Country Music Hall of Fame. He's a premier manager and booking agent. But he's managed the Oak Ridge Boys since 1975, except 4 or 5 years, I guess, when I was away from him. He was away too, and then they was having a struggle and went to Jim and talked to him about what they should do. Said, "I have a 50-point plan. First thing you need to do, number one on that, you have to do the first thing to make it all work. First thing you got to do is you got to get William Lee Golden back in the group. And if you do that, then I'll share the other 49 things and we'll make them work." So that was in 95, I guess. I joined him in 1965, and was with him for 22 years. And, you know, I've been married 4 times, and you can read in my book stuff that I've done, but, you know, there's stuff in there that my first wife was interviewed, so... story about my infidelity, being unfaithful to my wife, and the stories of my girlfriends and my wife getting together and confronting me, and there's a lot of stuff in that book, and it's stuff that my wife told them. But I said, "Hey, ask whoever you want. Nothing's off limits. You can talk to anybody about this." So he talked to my ex-wife and found out their side of the story. I'm learning things that I didn't even know. That's kind of an idea, man. I learned things by other people's side of the stories that I didn't know.
Yes.
But it's all true. And I can't deny any of the stuff that's in that book. But there's a lot of stuff that's a lot of people probably would not have allowed people to know, but you know, it's stuff that happened, and I'm 82 years old, so what am I trying to hide? My family knows who I am, so what am I? If the truth needs to be out there, it needs to be out there. And it, some things that had never been told are true. It's what it is, and I'm guilty of all the accusations, I guess.
And it may very well help somebody in the future, William, as they read it. It might touch them, and they start to understand maybe that's the path that they're taking, and maybe help them get on the right track as well.
Right. I was in the 70s and 80s, I sang a song with the Oak Ridge Boys called Trying to Love Two Women. It's like a ball and chain. That was my story at the time I was singing it. That's exactly what I was doing. And you know what? You find out it don't work. So again, thankfully, I'm with my wife, Simone. We've been married be 6 years. You never get too old to make things right and to learn what's true and what's not sometimes. You know, we all keep growing and learning. So I'm guilty of doing a lot of things. But loving my family is one of the main things. And that's without them, I'm nobody. So I just thank God for my kids and my grandkids and my great grandkids.
I personally appreciate that message, William, because I have challenges of my own, of course. And I have a 7-year-old who I want to be the best dad to. I just turned 42 on Saturday. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better friend. And all of these things are goals that we should have, I believe. And I'm looking forward to reading your book myself and hearing some of those stories that I believe can probably have an impact on me as well as others.
I have two weaknesses. I like to have fun. And I've always loved beautiful women. Thank God I have. My wife is beautiful, but all of my wives have been beautiful. Some of them you have long-term relationships. Some of them, they're not that long. And but I admit my failings. Most of the problems in my marriages have been my fault of being on the road. The road is kind of treacherous on relationships. And if you're not careful, you know, you got to work hard to keep things together in a relationship. Even at the best times, if you're together every day, but when you're gone from home 200 days a year, it can put a strain on any relationship. And then if you're weak like I've been, you fall for temptations, which I did. But you know, you look back on life with the lessons you've learned, and you look back on the life and you realize sometimes things that we might have been enjoying, it might have been causing heartaches and hardships for others, you know. Even our kids having to accept, you know, the breakup of a home. You don't realize who all it's affecting sometimes. But if someone's unhappy with your actions, that's the price that I have to pay. And it's not always a pleasant one. It's just sometimes it can be heart-wrenching. You know, thank God for kids, and thank God my family still loves me, you know. Because I've been gone a lot, and to still feel as close as I am to my family, it's, you know, I'm blessed. I come here as a blessed man today.
Right now, folks, I'm talking to William Lee Golden. He's a member of the Oak Ridge Boys, along with Joe, Dwayne, and Richard. And I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this album, the Front Porch Singing album, along with Behind the Beard. I want people to know how they can connect with you, William, and I appreciate you being here on the show today. If we can take a quick break, I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back,
a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and it's my pleasure to have Mr. William Lee Golden, fellow Alabamian, here on the Mark White Show, a member of the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, this afternoon, he's at the Tennessee River Jam in Paris, Tennessee, and I'm excited about his opportunity to be with folks like Daryl Worley and Diamond Rio and many other singers. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, William Lee Golden.
Mark, it's so good to be back with you here today.
Man, you have a lot of stories, and it sounds like in your book there are a lot of stories that people are going to read, and there's some things in there that you didn't know about yourself. It sounds like you've been truly honest in this book called Behind the Beard, my friend.
Yeah, I tried to be. You know, it's like I told Scott when he was writing the book. I said, you know, this is my side of these stories. I said, you can talk to anybody else. You can talk to my partners, my singing partners. You can talk to my wives, my ex-wives. You can talk to anybody. So he did. He talked to a lot of different people. And my first wife, mother of my three oldest sons, he talked to her. She shared some things there about my infidelity and things that when I was having an affair with a friend of hers, and then their situation when they approached me about that, what I was doing, and when she found out, and her and my girlfriend talked, and they got together, and I was on the road, and when I come home, my girlfriend was hiding in the closet. That story's in there. And when she comes out and they approach me about who I love, all that's in there. And I learned some things in this book that I didn't know because of the situation going down the way it was going. And things when my wife actually, she was out of town, and then she had a feeling something was going wrong. She'd come back, and she had heard I was with my girlfriend at her place, and she comes in the middle of the night, about 2 or 3 in the morning, and she had the keys to my car. She got somebody to drop her off and goes and cranks the car up, and I hear it driving right by the window at night, where I'm at with my girlfriend, and I knew it was my car, and I knew there's only one person had a key to it. So, yeah, my wife told that story, and anyhow, there's a lot of things in there that I was guilty of, and so I respect her having her say on that, and I respect that, and my wife Simone that I'm married to now, my fourth wife, she's the one that kept asking me after, you know, talking to me about who I am, what I've been through. She asked me one day, she said, well, did you ever apologize to Progene for being unfaithful when she didn't do anything to deserve that? And I said, well, Simone, I haven't. And so she said, well, don't you think it's time that you do that?
Wow.
And I said, well, that's... And 6 months later, she said, well, did you ever apologize? I said, no. She said, well, how much longer are you going to wait? How many more years? She said, don't you think it's time? I said, yeah. So I decided that when we were all invited to Chris's house, the story's in there about it. It was on a Thanksgiving, and I did.
Well, I want to make sure that people know how to get Front Porch Singing, also to get the book Behind the Beard. Of course, they can go to your website, and that is williamleegolden.com, and check out that website, and also follow you on Instagram and Facebook. And William, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, and I'm going to let you get on the stage at the Tennessee Mark, River Jam.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, my book is all one word, williamleegoldenbook.com, or either it's on Amazon, williamleegoldenbook.com, Amazon. But you can find it, and I'll be glad to sign it. So thanks for letting me be on here. We'll come back on here and talk about the 32 songs that I've cut with my sons, the Goldens.
Excellent.
While we're during the pandemic, I've cut 4 major albums, 1 with the Oak Ridge Boys, 3 with my sons. We cut an old gospel album, an old traditional country album, and a pop and country rock album with my boys. So, I've got 5 major projects this year, the book, the album with the Oaks, 3 albums coming out with my sons, and it'll start coming out late in August, and it'll be coming out all, we've got 14 music videos made with our family, with the Goldens, it'll also be coming out confront these three CDs with my family.
I'll look forward to hearing about that, William.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, you take care of yourself. I hope to talk to you soon. I really do.
I do too, Mark. Thank you.
Folks, we have been talking to William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. I hope you will check out his website, williamleegolden.com. Go and check out the new album, Front Porch Singing, as well as his book, Behind the Beard. We appreciate William Lee Golden joining us here on The Mark White Show today. As you know, folks, we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you are encouraged by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about The Mark White Show. I believe that we all need this encouragement. And I hope that you will follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also on LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Do you ever stop to think or wonder why?
The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for His guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.